Hey, it's Jack here, and I'm listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Check out all things Transformers with Steve Megatron, TFG1 Mike. I can dig it.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to all things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
That's good. I kind of forgot that we were on a two-week schedule now, because we're altering with Altered Geek every 2 weeks now, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's been 2 weeks since we did a Transformers episode, holy crap. And there's sort of a little, well, we have 10 stories tonight, folks, but there's been a lot of news in the last 2 weeks. And seeing as how we're on July 6th at this point. And
in July.
Yes, in July, Transformers grow there, and so do podcasts. July 19th to the 24th or 25th, I forget, but San Diego Comic-Con is right around the corner. And because of leaks and everything else, this news actually released June 29th. But it is the Funko offerings for SDCC this year. This was coming from the Pop Analyst on Instagram, who I follow over there. Chris is an awesome dude. We are getting a Transformers 2-pack in the form of Rodimus Prime and Galvatron. And because the Transformers license for Funko is toy-based designs, we are getting a white Galvatron with purple arms, gray face, and black eyes.
Ooh.
Now, before, well, I'm okay with it. It's fine. For me, I just want to see what the actual two-pack box is going to look like. Like, what are they going to do with that kind of thing? Right now, mm-hmm. We just have the renders. And somebody on the TFW boards said something like, is anyone going to report that there's a, oh no, somebody else said something about the pop renders have such a work ID photo energy to them, and they're not wrong. They very much do. But I like the way it looks. I think it's cool. Also coming out for San Diego Comic-Con from Funko is a, I don't know why it's $125, but the Loungefly bag on the bottom right of the bottom left of the image is $125. No clue. Not into the Loungefly stuff. That's not for me. And then there is a enamel pin set, a Soundwave with cassettes enamel pin set coming out. So that's that. And we just actually had our first day's announcements from SDCC today. This is why I'm saying the news got leaked back on the 29th. We actually have the full, it's basically the same image, but it's just the two of them. But again, they don't show and they don't tell us yet which store this is going to be shared with. I assume it's going to be GameStop, maybe, because GameStop was the shared retailer for Unicron, but I could be wrong. There has been no news on where the Rodimus and Galvatron 2-pack is going to be shared with. If it's I assume it's going to have a shared exclusive version, because why wouldn't they? They do it for everything else.
I'm kind of wondering if it's going to go to, like, I mean, obviously GameStop, but like Walmart.
Yeah,
at least some of it.
I can't. Maybe. Well, I mean, it's either going to be GameStop, Walmart, Target, Hot Topic. I don't think they would do it at Box Lunch, even though Box Lunch and Hot Topic are owned by the same people. Who knows? As long as everyone that's telling me that I should be able to readily get my hands on this 2-pack, which is fine. At least I can get my hands on that versus paying $140 for the Hot Rod NFT pop. That's ridiculous.
That is stupid.
Well, they're NFTs, and NFTs yeah. are stupid. But, yeah.
Not effing toys.
Yes, something like that. I'm just actually happy about it that we're actually getting more, like, I think Unicron was the outside of the NFTs, the actual main public physical pop release was Unicron, which was one of last year's convention exclusives. So I'm kind of glad we're getting this two-pack here. So there's that. And then something that has me extremely excited, because I have this on pre-order over at Big Bad Toy Store, is the 3-0 MDLX Megatron. And we have in-hand images of him, and he looks so great. I cannot wait to get him and have him all kinds of posed which way and everything else. And I don't know who did this. I forget who did the images of this, but like, I may have to start paying you for a 3D printed chair, because they have him in this really awesome, like sitting down in this really cool purple chair.
Decepticon, I think it's chair. Starscream's throne, isn't it?
Oh, that's probably what it is. Crap, that means I need a Starscream. Or I need to get a Starscream so I can get the chair.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've right. seen I've seen Funbee Studio, I think it is, print a chair for J-Axis.
Yeah.
Which I assume is the same. Like, I just don't know what the size class is.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw him sitting in that chair, and I'm like, ooh, that's cool.
It is. I love the lounging look of just crotchety Megatron holding the Matrix with his cannon, and he's hunched over. And
yep.
I was looking at this, and I was like, you know, if it weren't for the fact it's G1 Megatron, it would look perfect as pre-Beast Megatron.
You know what you could do?
Because look at the chest.
I know. I know. You could get it and repaint it to make it pre-Beast Megatron.
And then swap the head.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the... I'm trying to remember how many...
Is this a model kit or is this...
No, this is MDLX, 3-0 MDLX. They're kind of model kits. I mean, I guess they are, but it's not like I have the Bumblebee and the Cliff Jumper, and all I did was swap the head out on the Gold Bug to get the mask, the face plated Gold Bug. I'm trying to see here. I'm on BBTS right now looking at the MDLX Megatron, trying to see what his accessory photo shows, if anything. Does his accessory photo show anything? It shows, no, he only comes with four different hands besides the ones that he's... So he doesn't come with an alternate head, which is weird because Cliffjumper and... Or at least Goldbug does, and I think the Optimus Prime ones do. That's whatever, but I don't think you're going to be getting this to even make it a pre-Beast Megatron, because these things are $80.
I mean, it's not terrible. I mean,
no, it's not terrible. Yeah. And they're...
Although if somebody were to scan it in.
Yeah.
The chest.
Yeah.
And part of the shoulders, I could realistically replace what's on Galvatron.
Yeah. The Megatron here stands 7.08 inches tall.
Okay. So he's about the same size as a leader class.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't opened my primes yet. I have Optimus and Nemesis sitting over there in the corner. The only ones I've opened is the Goldbug and the Cliffjumper, and they are significantly smaller than that. So,
yeah, the Galvatron, I want to say, for War for Cybertron is about that.
Very cool, very cool. Continuing on with the MDLX train from 3-0, we have the Skywarp and Thundercracker teaser image. This looks really cool, but I would probably only get Skywarp, because not that I don't care about Thundercracker. I know I don't care about Starscream that much to have it, but yeah.
You like look, because the purple.
The black and purple. Hello. If I'm anything but predictable, well, I guess I'm predictable.
That's right. Yeah. I told my wife because she I forget what it was. I think we went to a baseball game and one of their colors was purple. And I says, well, that's something you and Blanchard share. And then she's like,
what?
And she's like, well, I had to root for them. They had the color purple and that's my favorite color. And I was like, yep. And I said, and Blanchard likes it too. And I said, which is why sometimes I have fun not. Allowing you to have purple.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
although Megatron is purple, so
See,
I'm kind of hosed.
You pretty much are.
Yep. Yes.
And then we have several comic stories here. Two of them are the full reveals of the Autobot and Decepticon crew casts for the Skybound's Transformers number one coming out in October. The third article is Comic Pop Returns. This is an interview that Sal did with Daniel Warren Johnson, who is the writer slash artist. I did, luckily, with TFW 2005, they did the thing on YouTube where you can start at insert time here kind of thing. So it's not the I didn't watch the entire hour long thing. I watched like 30 minutes of it where he starts talking about Transformers and everything Daniel Warren Johnson was saying in the interview about how he grew up with Generation One. He grew up reading the Marvel comics. He wasn't that. He just didn't really pay attention to the IDW stuff and how that he wants to approach this with basically, even though it's G1 Sunbow, like, he doesn't want to have to worry about any kind of continuity or anything like that. Obviously, it's not a new comic company. The Transformers license is at a new comic company, and they want to start out on their own thing. I liked pretty much everything the guy had to say. I didn't think you would watch it before the show. Maybe you'll listen to it later or whatever.
Yeah, but it's more so I didn't have time, and I just
absolutely
totally forgot.
Yeah, that's I didn't even know. Like, that's why I'm like, you know, I usually get up about an hour before we record at night or whatever. I usually start prepping before an hour before we record, so in case something like this happens. So I pretty much am very stoked to see what he does, and I loved everything he had to say. Going back to the Skybound Autobots and Decepticon rosters, for the Autobots, we have Optimus, RC, Wheeljack, Cliffjumper, and Ratchet. So when they were doing their special reveals, because they were doing them as like each day a new bot got revealed, Everyone thought at the time that the little bot in the front was going to be Bumblebee. But I'm kind of glad that it's not. I'm not over Bumblebee, but Bumblebee's too everywhere. And then the Decepticon roster, Starscream, Rumble, Skywarp, Laserbeak, and Soundwave.
It's an interesting take. I mean, because they're not using Megatron right away.
Not right away, no. He might be, who knows, maybe. Again, from what I can tell, he's going to be creating his own universe, but he's going off the Sunbow G1 designs. And, you know, what he said in the interview was they wanted this thing to be pretty much for the Transformers layman than anything else, like people to get into. You're starting with a new number one. You have to get those people that aren't us, that aren't the diehards, that don't know every single aspect of the continuity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm still super excited for this.
I'm excited just because it's a fresh start.
Yeah.
And they're basically taking the Sunbow method.
Yep.
And going from there. Because by the time like I even really started reading anything from IDW, it was it was too late, and I honestly just didn't want to go back through it. And I've heard that a lot of the stuff they've come out with has been great, and
yeah,
I'm sure it is. I don't have that kind of time to dig through it.
Yep.
But not to say that I won't eventually hit some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, it's like I've been saying in every podcast we've recorded in the last month or so. Once you bring in whatever your big, big, big bad is, that's pretty much the end of your universe. Obviously, the heroes are going to hopefully prevail. But, you know, you bring in Unicron, you have Thanos snap his fingers, you call it Endgame. Well, that means it's the end to me. So,
yeah,
but yeah,
we have some.
Yeah.
We have some game.
Yeah, no, we have no game. But I am very, very stoked for Skybound. Transformers number one hits October 4th of this year. Up next, we have your Beastly Corner here. We've got Beast Wars again, BWVS 05 Rat Trap and Pterosaur, new stock images. Wow, that rat mode looks really, really bad.
Yeah, I'm not surprised This is Hasbro. I hate ragging on them because, I mean, I love the molds.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't try sometimes.
Yeah.
The rat mode looks fine. And the pterosaur mode looks fine, other than they left off some of the detailing with the claws and the feet on pterosaur. But then you look at, and I could have swore we've talked about this, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember. We've talked about other BWVS versions, like whatever. Like I said, these are new stock images, so maybe we did.
I think maybe it was leaked and we just kind of
probably
made a passing.
And I think it's mainly like, so the main image that they used for the story image is the second image there, where I think it's just the way that Rattrap is posed. Like, he looks like he's got a ball sack under his right front. Like, it just doesn't... Maybe it's the way that he's posed that I just don't like. Because the other image, he looks fine. And robot mode, he looks great. Robot mode, they both look great.
Rattrap, I feel like they still... They did better.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like they did him dirty. Pterosaur.
Yes.
They still got him wrong. like, how do you... I mean, for crying out loud, look at the animation model.
Yeah.
And I, like... I'll have to post, like, send you a picture on...
Mm-hmm.
Online so you can post it with the episode. Yeah. Of my pterosaur and Rattrap. Yeah. And I went through and I looked at the character models.
Yeah.
Because I'm that OCD about it.
Yes.
And I was like, how can I make this better? And I went through and Pterosaur, for one, he doesn't have any of that black where they've got it.
Yeah.
It's like he has like almost this graphite metallic.
Yeah.
In places, not really black. And then like all of the stuff that's white on him should be silver with some graphite metallic like going on it. Like I guess I don't understand how they can botch it so bad. It's like, dude, you own the rights to it. Why not? You know, if you're going for this premium aesthetic, mm-hmm. make it premium.
Yeah.
Like, make it look like the show. Rhinox looked great. Black Arachnia looked great. Tigatron looked great. Waspinator looked great.
Yeah.
Megatron. I mean... But for some reason, like Pterosaur, they're just like, eh.
Yeah. And just to clarify, folks, well, yes, generally this is Hasbro. This is actually the Takara Tomy versions of them. This is not the Hasbro versions we've already had in the core class. Oh, no wonder his egg sac under him looks so big and weird in that. Anyway.
Yeah. But his arms, his legs, and his feet don't match.
No, they don't match at all.
And I've painstakingly
made them match. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's part of my OCD with the Beast Wars toys, which is why some of them are masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I'm just like, I can't settle. They're, you know, at least the masterpiece they tried. You know, there's some things that are still off, but I'm like, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because they're like 95% there. So, I don't know. Pterosaur, and then they keep getting the eyes wrong. His eyes are red.
I know, right?
It's like... Well,
at first, I was like, wait, when do we even, like, I was looking, trying to look through these images to even see if they show his face straight on. They do. It's in Pterosaur 07. And they do, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not, yeah. Luckily, this isn't for me. So, well, and you already have them. Customs, yeah. So,
yeah, I already have them. So, like,
it was Beast Wars. I figured, you know, whatever, and I didn't realize this was stuff we probably already talked about.
Well, and then, you know, like, I'm pretty sure that they have they, yeah, Scorponok comes out with Cheetor, correct?
Yep, I think so, yeah.
And they gave him a better paint job, I'll give him that. He's still short. Like, they totally forgot that, you know, he's not in scale with any of the other deluxes, but he's still a deluxe. He's like that weird amalgam, like, between a core class and the deluxe. Like, he's the old school, like, he's below the, even the old school deluxe and the basic class. Like, he's almost just a hair bigger than basic. Oh, so they gave him the deluxe signifier because he's, like, he's doing the wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personification there. And one thing I did, I printed leg extenders.
Yeah.
And because I've been having fun with my 3D printer, and I'll explain more about that later, but I printed leg extenders for him because I found them for free, and I was like, I don't really care about, you know, the specialized stinger. Yes, the stinger that comes with him sucks. I feel like him, they kind of went halfway with Pterosaur. Yes, I could buy an upgrade kit and make it so his wings flip. I probably, as soon as I figure out how to do it or I find a free file, I'll probably print them myself and then just put them on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I printed leg extenders for him in the same color. I mean, they're slightly off. I don't have that exact gray, but I was like, they look close enough. And the funny thing is once they're attached, he's the same height as Pterosaur.
Oh my God.
It looks natural. It's like, oh,
that's good.
You should have done this all along. Like, and if they would have made his knees taller, it would have, you know, balanced out. But I was like, you know, because he's supposed to be taller than, or at least matching Black Arachnia. And he was like, she's looking down at him.
Yeah.
So I made him taller and he's so much better now. But yeah, I feel like sometimes they don't put forth total effort into any of this.
Yeah, of course not.
But if you don't have the figures, more power to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know, man.
The Rat Trap does look pretty good, though. They did add a sheen to him. He's got his teeth showing.
Yeah.
In robot mode. The eyes are colored. I mean, they did add some gold and some bronze and some silver in the places it counts on the arms. And so I was at least like, okay, I'll give it to them. Like, they did try.
Yeah. I'm only bringing up this next story because you have children, and I recently recorded a podcast with another parent where we were talking about children's entertainment then, like, back in Sesame Street days, and now with Paw Patrol and everything else.
My kids love Paw Patrol.
Oh, boy. It's a whole other thing. Anyway, so the reason why I brought this up is because you're a parent, and I'm curious between what you liked as a kid and what you may want as a parent now. And I don't know why the person that wrote up this article on TFW 2005, with July 4th officially in the past and fall just around the corner, summer basically just started in the middle of June. How are we already at fall? So anyway, this is Transformers Rise of the Beasts back to school merchandise. Rise of the Beast school supplies on shelves. So far, it seems there's two different backpacks available, one standard and one bundled with other necessary gear, branded water bottle featuring various big name good guys, and a lunchbox featuring Prime B and their maximal counterparts, Prime Lynn Cheetor. What do you think of these? Like, I'm pretty sure I know you're not getting either one of your children.
No,
stuff, I mean, but, like, one, what do you think of this stuff?
One, they have army backpacks and they like those. But
right.
Two, my main gripe with these, they look creepy. It reminds me of the time when Batman Returns was coming out and they had everything with the Penguin and you know, Catwoman in the freaky looking, you know, all of this stuff kind of.
Yep.
That film just like terrified me as a kid. And so so it was scarring, and I had the backpack, but I remember it terrifying the crap out of me. And so like looking at these, none of it looks, I don't know, like it just, if you would have given me like with the original G1 or with Beast Wars or with something like brighter, and these look like, looking at the Beast Wars characters for like a kid perspective, it reminds me of something creepy coming out of Resident Evil. Like I just, my kids even like when they saw the commercials, cause like they'll watch stuff on YouTube, they'll be like, they're like, that is just creepy, Dad. They're like, I don't like, they're like, they, it just doesn't click with them.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I like the original better. Like just because it's not freaky. There's some comedy. There's, you know, they have a distinct look. So it's, I don't know. I'm just, I'm kind of disappointed with the way some of the media stuff's gone, but
the only robot that looks good on the backpack and the lunchbox or whatever the other things are, Optimus is the only thing. He's very Generation One looking. Bumblebee just doesn't look good on, like,
he doesn't look good on anything, but that's because like they never let him talk.
Yeah, true.
But it's hard to build a rapport with a character that doesn't say anything.
Very true. And then we finally have the news we've been waiting for. There's more stories after this, but we finally have Transformers Rise of the Beasts streaming release to include bonus content. TFW 2005 has received word that upcoming streaming release of Transformers Rise of the Beasts will include bonus content, very much like the release of the Super Mario Brothers movie did. Fans will get to enjoy an additional 92 minutes of bonus footage. However, they did not receive any info on the contents of this bonus footage, but they speculate that the content may include deleted scenes, behind-the-scenes footage, and interviews. And out of all of that, what I wanted to find out from the beginning off this article, Transformers Rise of the Beasts will hit streaming services July 11th, 2023. Which means I got to get my ass in gear and get this podcast online before July 11th, 2020.
So what you're saying is in July,
Transformers.
Beasts happen there.
Yes, beasts happen there. So, yeah, that's what's going on with Rise of the Beasts. And like, when did that release? June 2nd? And it was
June 8th or something.
No, June 9th. That's what it was. June 2nd was something else. June 2nd was, I forget what June 2nd was off the top of my head.
My name is Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
All right. And then we have, what's next here? Oh, okay. So we got DNA Designs DK43 Studio Series Gamer Edition WFC Optimus Prime Upgrade Kit revealed. So this is just an upgrade kit for the thing, but I wanted to look at one of these images again because I wanted to see what the upgrade kit does to the WFC Gamer Edition of Optimus. And I still prefer the original 2010 War for Cybertron version of Optimus, except I will say, in alt mode, I prefer that, except I will say that the robot mode here with his giant axe looks so cool. That looks really good.
I was a fan of the War for Cybertron games, so
absolutely.
If I was getting,
yeah, I think for me it's more of just the way that Hasbro designed the like the old War for Cybertron toy. I think. My brain is probably it looked not necessarily more shiny, but it just, I don't know, it didn't feel like this. I don't know, it's just, this red feels kind of flat compared to the original. Oh, it's a good thing I'm not getting this figure. because they have a DK-43R red axe, blue axe, 43B, and 43P, a purple axe. Yeah, but it's always purple. And then, finally, we have the initial Thursday Hasbro Transformers Generation toy panel for San Diego Comic-Con. And Comic-Con is 2 weeks away, so Thursday, July 20th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time in Room 7AB. Fan favorites behind the scenes of Yellow Jackets, Gotham Knights. Okay. So the creative minds behind some of the biggest TV and movie projects reveal how they bring fan favorite stories to life, featuring composer Sherry Chung, Gremlins, Secrets of the Mogwai. They did a Gremlins 3?
They're making it right now.
Okay.
I think it was supposed to be a TV show or something, and I don't think it made it to air.
So the Transformers thing here is Let Them Come, Transformers team of Ben, Delaney, and Evan take attendees through some all-new Transformers action figures, Studio Series Rise of the Beasts, the first Studio Series Commander, and Generations exclusive toy reveals. The team will also hold a Q&A to discuss all things Cybertronian. I'm glad they wrote that up as all things Cybertronian and all things Transformers. Copyright infringement, not really.
It'd be one of those companies that, you know, just steal stuff again.
What a monster.
Yeah. I have another choice word, but I'm going to refrain.
You're right.
I saw their vehicle on the road the other day, and I about wanted to...
spit out the window?
Well, to chuck things at their vehicle, but... Yes. That's not right.
That's not right. Thursday, also Thursday, July 20th, 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. in Room 24 ABC, All Abot Transformers, Earthspark. Prepare for more Autobots, more Decepticons, and more Terrans from Paramount Plus, Hasbro's Entertainment One, and Nickelodeon. Transformers Earthspark is an original animated series based on blah, blah, blah. Behind-the-scenes visuals from upcoming new episodes, including special one-hour season finale slated to debut exclusively on Paramount Plus later this summer. So they are finally finishing season one of Earthspark with its, I think it was supposed to be 18 episodes in total, and I think currently we only have through episode 15? No, it was a 26 run, that's right. So they're going to have... Yeah, we're at episode 18 now. We're at 18 episodes now, so they're going to have X number of more episodes to finish off season one. Just want to make sure that everyone hearing the sound of my voice, Transformers Earthspark, season one finale, the end of the summer. So all these episodes we've gotten to this point is just everybody online's like, oh, season two, season one. No, it's all the same season. They're just splitting it up more. And that's all I got.
Yay.
Yeah.
No, I'm being facetious.
I know you are. But, I mean, 10 stories, some of interesting things for us, some of just kind of like getting information out there kind of things for us and for the audience and everything else and all that good stuff. But, yeah, Transformers news. Yay. Hey, look.
Yeah, there's just a ton of it.
Yep. That's good, though. That means
surprising.
Yeah. And there's probably going to be a little bit more, like I said, with those toy, well, with Comic-Con 2 weeks away, they're probably not going to do a July Hasbro Transformers fan stream on Hasbro Pulse. Comic-Con is probably going to be their Hasbro fan stream with whatever they're going to reveal from Generation Selects and Studio Series and all that stuff.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana. Weep, Ninny-bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content, till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang!
One thing I did not mention because I refuse to, like, I know how you and some other people are like, ooh, Funko Pops, ugh, which is fine.
Well, actually, what's funny is depending on what they are.
I know.
I'm not that.
Right.
Like, if a Beast Wars Megatron came along, you know.
I know. I'd probably,
I wouldn't be able to say no.
Yeah, I know. A correct Beast Wars Megatron.
Yes.
Because as much as I love Funko and Funko Pops and all that stuff, as much as I love the Transformers ones that we've gotten so far, even the old Transformers movie design stuff does not translate well to toys. And the one thing I did not mention that is also kind of mentioning it now, obviously, but there's also a Comic-Con exclusive, is they're doing an exclusive Air Razor from Rise of the Beasts. And no, it's like beyond nightmare fuel, if that's even possible. So, you have been 3D printing your mega butt off. What have you got going on with the 3D printer, sir?
So, I've been having fun because my wife got me a 3D printer for my birthday.
Yay!
And for Father's Day because she's like, it's a dual gift. And what's funny is I was doing research for it, I don't know, 6 months ago when you were talking about, well, just buy a 3D printer. And so I looked at one that was kind of budget that would do what I wanted, mm-hmm. and it was like $250 or something. And so I was sitting there and I was going, okay. And so I saved it to my Amazon list and just kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary, because she never knows what I want or what to get me, and she's like, I ain't buying you no toys. She's like, I'll get you electronics, because she's like, knows that I'll do it. Yeah. So she got me a 3D printer, and I was like, and then she bought me, there were 8 packs of filament. Like, it comes with one, and I should say that filament is like, there's different types, which right. I didn't realize that there were so many. There's like 5 or 6 different types, and my machine can take 2 of them. Specifically, it can take the PLA plastic or the ABS, which ABS is in your like stronger, more flexible toys. Mm-hmm. So like for instance, like the ball joints in a Transformer have right. some give because it's printed in ABS.
Mm.
Whereas if it were a ball joint printed in PLA, it would snap. Like if you're trying to pop the joints off.
Yep.
So I was kind of doing research on it, and I'd save these, and then she found like this multi pack of different colors that, you know, to get with the printer. And so when I opened it up, I was like, oh, and then I had to put it together and figure out how to use it. And I didn't realize that a 3D printer is as difficult as it is. I'm like, oh, you just get the files and you hit print. And then, you know, I'm like thinking like a printer, you know, and it's like, oh, no. There's way more. So I learned if things are not perfectly aligned in any way, shape, or form, your print will fail 100% of the time. If you mess with the file, like there's an option on the, because you have to slice all of the files, which is technically just saying that it tells the printer how to process it.
Right.
And you have it programmed for your device. So your device knows how to handle it. So that's what slicing is. And so there's settings you can do while it's printing to like prevent extra filament from coming out, or to adjust the print temperatures, or there's an option to center whatever it is. So like the IDW Megatron would print in the lower left-hand corner no matter what. And I was trying to print it. I tried 8 times to print this thing. I never got it past like a quarter of the way, because issues would come. And so I've decided that's just not what I'm printing, because the file, for whatever reason, it would spaghetti on me, like after I'd wasted a ton of time and filament. So I was like, I'm not printing that thing. So anyways, I was trying to print a multitude of different things, and I was like, well, I'm going to start printing smaller things. To see if I can at least get something to come out. And so I printed the EMH's badge for Voyager, and I printed it at 50% size. So it was like, it was so stupidly small. I was like, well, I'm not going to keep it. But it printed fine. But there were still some things wrong with the heating element of how it printed. And then I printed Rhinox some leg extenders for the T30. And so now he's the size of he's taller than Masterpiece Optimus Primal now, which is in scale. He's just a bit narrow compared to that. And he's almost the height of Transmetal 2 Megatron Legacy. With the leg extenders. And so it printed fine, but there were still some things that weren't totally correct. And I think I burned through the test filament that came with the machine. And then I had all kinds of hardware issues where it clogged the print head and a bunch of other stuff. So I had to learn how to take the machine apart and clean it. I had to learn how to level the print head to the bed, which if it's not just right, and they tell you to use a piece of paper to space it so that it's close enough that it can print, but not too close to where it scratches the glass, or it's not too far to where it spaghettis. And I did all that and I was still having issues. So I started eyeballing it and I replaced the springs that came with the bed with premium ones that I saw on somebody's YouTube channel. And it was like, so I've probably dumped another like $50 into the machine, just in equipment, to upgrade original parts that came with it, because the stuff that came with it was kind of mediocre.
Wow.
But I will say I've not had, knock on wood, any problems since I've done this. But it also depends on the model I'm trying to print. So like I printed, leg extenders for Scorponok. I've printed the, they have a kit that you can download and it was free. It allows Dinobot's tail to spin.
Nice.
So like the original toy, how you had the push button to make his tail spin.
Right.
This doesn't have the push button. What it does is it allows you to print a piece that attaches to the tail. And then it's got, it basically you take like a, some kind of a liner or like almost like a nail of sorts, and you stick it through this part of the tail and you stick it through this handle, and it's loose enough that you attach the handle into Dinobot's hand, and then you can spin it with your hand, but it actively spins. And so I was like, well, I'm going to print that. So I still got to figure out the piece of metal that's got to go in it. But yeah, I was like, okay, so I have that printed now. I have a Star Trek Voyager comm badge printed, which I just painted. I printed like this boat, which they kind of call the, it's like a test print. It's kind of what they call it. Like it's a test print, but they kind of call it the boat from hell, because your print will either spaghetti out or it'll print perfectly. And if it prints perfectly, it means that your printer is perfectly aligned. And it printed it perfectly. Like it's so smooth. I was like, that was the first successful print I had that was smooth.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, this is going to work.
Yeah.
I tried to print Inferno's gun, and for whatever reason, it spaghettied out like after the handle. So I have the handle, but I don't have the rest of it, which is kind of hilarious. But, And then I printed the Enterprise G from Star Trek Picard. And I modified the file. I learned that you don't modify the file.
Yeah. No.
Unless it's not working. So they had it so it would print vertically in three sections. So, the saucer would print vertically. And the whole ship all together is probably about 6 inches long, and the midsection prints on its own, and then the nacelle section with the back end of the ship, how they chopped it kind of doesn't really make sense, but just from a perspective of putting it back together, but the nacelles, like in the underside of all of it, was kind of either very rugged or was starting to spaghetti out on the underside. So the top looks great. The underside does not. So So I printed two of the back half of the ship, and then I've managed to cobble together out of the two versions one good version. And because it's going to get painted after it's glued, I'm still assembling that as we speak. I have one nacelle still to put on, but I had to cut it and switch sides from its original printing location. It's, I mean, it still looks rough, like the back end of it, but I learned that you don't, like, if they've got it in a certain spot, don't screw with it.
Yeah.
So once I get that assembled, I'm going to glue it, paint it, like the whole ship, and then I'm going to add detailing to it. But yeah, I did that, and then I was like, well, I'm not printing another starship, at least for now. But I am printing, and I got this from Funbee Studios, their stasis pod.
Yes.
Yes, which is a kit that I have wanted since I was 10. And it bothered me that Hasbro never came out with any play sets for Beast Wars. Like, ever.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. They really haven't with any Transformers series. But, I mean, unless you count the bases that turn into robots.
Right.
So anyways, this stasis pod, not counting the protoform or the two alternate versions of the lid, because there's, you can print like a half a lid.
Okay.
So you can kind of peek into it, or you can print like the full lid. I'm going to just going to do the full lid. I have no reason to do the others. So it's 24 parts total.
Oh, wow.
I've figured out, like, I've printed three of the, or four of the, connectors for the underside, which allow you to piece it together. Mm-hmm. I've got the two back parts of the pod printed. I'm printing one side of it right now, which should be done in the next hour. Cool. And then I'm going to print the other side while I sleep.
Yeah,
so I'll have almost the pod put together. Then I'll just need the lid, and then I'll need the control panel, which I tried printing the control panel the other day and it didn't really like it.
So I'm gonna
have to do some tweaking with the file or watch it and see what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might be able to intercept it and save it, but either way, I'm going to get it printed. But I'm the smoothness of this pod and the quality of it is, like, I highly recommend anything from Funbee.
Absolutely, they rock, dude.
I'm super happy with how this looks, and what's funny is it's probably going to cost me a lot less to print this than it would be to pay somebody to, you know, print it for me and then ship it. But because I know to have one of the third parties, because Funbee doesn't print them and send them out, they just sell the files.
Yeah.
So they have third party authorized, you know, to make them, and I think it was like $350 for like a masterpiece size stasis pod printed and assembled.
Yeah.
And then it was like $85 for just the stasis pod, no color. And it was like $160 or $180 or something for the fully painted assembled stasis pod. And I was like, I don't have that kind of money to sit there and buy a stasis pod. I would rather buy a masterpiece figure. But
yeah.
But now that I have this capability, I'm like, well, I'm going to print a stasis pod. And my son is like, seeing how big this thing is going to be. And I kind of had a little bit of a shock with it too, because I wasn't quite expecting it to be this large.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the section, because it's made to fit like the old school deluxes.
Right. Yeah.
Which is about on par with the modern day Voyagers.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be nice in that sense, because I can fit just about any character that I have in this pod. But he's like, can I have one printed that'll fit the core class figures? And I was like, that would be doable. I'm like, because this is going to take me like at least a week to assemble, like, yeah, just to print it and assemble it. And that's not even counting painting. And then for him, it would probably take me like 2-3 days to print it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and but he's like, yeah, just I want that.
Yeah, I want that.
He's like,
one.
I want a stasis pod because I used to build them out of Lego, so
yeah,
or
yeah.
cardboard. And so this is like one of those like things I've always wanted, but Hasbro's like,
nope. Sucks to be you. Yep.
Now watch, they'll come out with one like in a couple years.
So I'm on Funbee's website just looking to see what Transformers stuff that they do have.
Oh, they have a ton.
I know. I'm like,
they have the entire Axelon interior and the dark side.
Nice.
Because I was like, I'm like,
I want.
Yeah, so like they have Inferno's Blaster. They have like Depth Charges stuff. They have Tarantulas' scanner console. They have the repeater dish and the laser relay with Tigatron. They have, you know, the Rat Trap subaquatic stealth vessel, the Maximal main terminal and the Axelon lift and Megatron's golden disc player, Tarantulas' transformation lock and his terminal with the stasis web and Megatron's command chair,
nice.
Waspinator's throne, the Axelon main computer table, the Axelon crew seat.
Yep.
You know, the stasis pod, the restoration chamber for the Preds and the CR chamber for the Maximals.
Yep.
The Maximal shield that Primal had in, Coming of the Fusors, and then the Predacon-based floating platforms. And I'm like, out of all of these things, like, yes, I would love to print the Axelon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely think that it's great. Like, I would love to print it, but I have nowhere to display any of it. So that doesn't make any logical sense to me. However, I'm like, Megatron's command chair.
Yes.
But printing it at masterpiece scale.
Yes.
Like, because like I have Kingdom Megatron, and I have Masterpiece Megatron, and I'm like, if I print it for Masterpiece Megatron, I can use.
It'll fit both.
I can use either the Transmetal or the standard Megatron for the chair, or if I print it for Kingdom Megatron, it'll fit. It'll fit Transmetal 2 Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So either way I win, but
so I think what made my jaw drop as I'm looking through Funbee's, just their main Transformers page, Metroplex's transformation cog, Decepticon intruders in my brain. And then of course you have all the files for like the Nemesis and Teletran 1, Transformers Autobot Arc, Teletran 1, and then Teletran 1 add-ons, which, wow. And then for me, because Amy, myself, Ryan, Ender, all of us that did read the IDW comics, I'm like, ooh, Swerve's Bar.
Well, they have Starscream's Coronation Stage. They have...
They have everything.
They have Blaster's communication set from the movie. They have the RoboFish and the fishing rod for
Hot Rod SS-86. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, like the stuff that these guys create—that's
amazing.
It is, and I'm like, oh, I could do the space bridge. I could do, you know,
you could do everything.
I could do the not jet everything. Pack. I could do the G1 jetpack for Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Which that. Might happen.
There you go.
This guy's constantly making stuff, like, or this team or whomever, I don't know who it is, but like it's really interesting, the stuff, and some of their bots are original too. Like, they don't just do gap fillers or accessories. Like, they have the worker drone, which doesn't transform, but it's like from the key to Vector Sigma. They have the Centurion droid from the key to Vector Sigma, which I was looking at it, I was like, oh, the Centurion droid would have even worked for that Megatron. Just change out the shoulders and pop a head on it. But yeah, I was like, but I want, yeah, I like the body I have. I just want to change the chest. But yeah, I mean, they've got, it's crazy the amount of stuff that fans can create nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm ecstatic to see very what cool. they do. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Yes. So we've got a lot of stuff, you know, coming. Who knows what's coming for SDCC and all that, but between the comics coming later this year from Skybound, between whatever's going on with Earthspark to get the final episodes for that season of that, all the toys, just Transformers, man, they're gearing up for that 40th anniversary next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, you know, hey, look, I can finally get a Rodimus Funko Pop. That's fine with me. I'm good. But I mean, seriously, like, just because I'm not going to get that Pterosaur Rat Trap 2-pack doesn't mean I don't think it's cool. But I also agree with you. They are really skittling. Why wouldn't they have just used silver paint instead of white paint? Like,
it wouldn't have been that difficult, and it would have made a world of difference.
And this is Takara. You would normally I would expect some sort of paint apps to be cut back on with like the Hasbro versions, but this is freaking Takara. They always used to give us like major cool versions of characters that like, I forget which one it is, but like compare like an Optimus mold or whatever, whichever Optimus toy it is, but let's say G1 in general, not 84, but whatever, but like the Takara version of those, like, oh, there's the I know what I can think of, the animated there was Optimus, the Voyager Optimus, and then the was Hot Rod of Voyager or, anyway, they gave us like the Sons of Cybertron 2-pack with Optimus and Rodimus. And then they gave us like a crystal Rodimus off the Rodimus mold. And I'm like, that's so cool. Like, come on, people. I don't know. But in general, overall, I mean, I'm really like, I'm, you know, really looking forward to what everything else that Hasbro is going to be bringing us for Transformers for the rest of this year and all of next year. And who knows what's going to happen after that. I mean, 2025 is the, well, yeah, 40th for 85, but I don't know how, like, with the 35th anniversary we got from Shout Factory with the 4K UHD and Blu-ray, and I don't know how Shout Factory is going to top themselves for a 40th anniversary edition of the movie.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue. So I think that's going to do it for us. You want to take us out of here?
Sure. And I look forward to updating people on my progress with my 3D prints as things kind of go on. So,
yes, folks, we're going to be going to the mat with Megatron as he talks about his altered targets.
Yes. So, thank you again for listening to All Things Transformers. If you have anything that you'd like to hear on the show or discussed or commented on, hit the feedback part of GeekCastRadio.com and this episode post, or you can hit us up on the socials. You can hit me up on the Twitter at SCP21 or I believe on, because I just signed up for Instagram, I think it's at Steve Megatron.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I'm pretty sure, too.
Let me just double check. You can also check me out, TFG and Mike, on pretty much everywhere. You are, let me see here. What are you? Obviously, Geekcast Radio, All Things TFV3. Yeah, it's Steve Megatron Phillips. Just Steve Megatron, all one word. So, very awesome, very awesome. And yeah, transform and transcend, and we will catch you next time, only on
All Things Transformers.
Excellent. Yes. I wish to speak to my lawyer.